Houston Astros.
The Astros!
The Astros!
This exclusive Astros segment on Sports Talk 790 is brought to you by Xfinity. Unbeatable internet, only from Xfinity.
Yes, let's go.
Hey, let's go, guys.
Baker here in a matter of moments. You know, you just can't get enough Joe Cocker on this show, can you? Wait a minute. You don't like Joe Cocker?
I think he's got a few good songs. That's a good one.
Feeling All Right.
A Little Help from My Friends. Yeah. It's a way better version than the Beatles version.
You can shut up.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're absolutely wrong.
What?
Yeah.
The Beatles version, the Joe Cocker version's way better.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's okay.
But the song we played is Feeling All Right, and let's see if we can get the word about how the manager of your beloved Houston Astros is feeling. This is a nice surprise. Skip, it's Matt and Ross. I guess the number one question is, thanks for joining us, and how are you feeling?
Well, I was never feeling bad, to tell you the truth, and I'm feeling good. I wasn't feeling great. I thought it was my allergies, and I went in to get some meds for bronchitis or my allergy infection that I thought I had, and then the infectious doctor from the Guardians wanted me to take a test. When you go in, complain about anything could be COVID, and I was quite surprised when they told me I had COVID, especially as careful as I've been the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But when I look back, there was a couple of events that happened earlier in that week where people wanted you to take some pictures and take your mask down, and I was a little careless there for a while, but I didn't think so, but now that I look back upon it, but that's okay. It's I just got to deal with it, and hopefully my team can deal with it and win in my absence.
Well, you sound good, which is the most important thing. Are you still in Cleveland, or are you back home now?
Well, I'm back home. I came home yesterday. Jim Crane sent a plane for me.
Nice.
And I almost didn't get out of Cleveland because something was wrong with the plane. So I was like, man, I seem like I'll never get out of Cleveland. But, I got home, yesterday afternoon, and, it feels good to be back here. And hopefully I'll be in the stadium and manage it again, hopefully sometime before the weekend.
Okay, good. And I guess the doctor's just telling you just rest and try to be patient as you watch the game. I would assume you've been around baseball all your life. You haven't watched a whole lot of baseball mm-hmm. games not involving your team in a very long time, mm-hmm. just watching games.
Well, that's true. But, I look at this as kind of I didn't have an all-star break, and I talked to a couple family members, and they said dad or honey or brother or whatever. Yeah, you got to look at this as a much-needed break, and I'll be fresher when I get back than when I left because I didn't really have an all-star break. I just had a few hours coming back from L.A. where we had to go back with the Yankees, and so, I felt great yesterday when I woke up. I was like, man, I'm ready to go to the ballpark because, some days you wake up and you're like, man, I wish I could get a couple more hours of sleep. And then some days you wake up and you're like, you jump out of bed. And I was like, man, I am feeling great. So, much needed rest. I didn't want to have it this way, but sometimes you got to make the best of a bad situation and turn a negative into a positive.
Dusty Baker with us here on the Matt Thomas Show on Sports Talk 790. So, Skip, tell us about the communication you've had with your coaching staff. Look, phones work, texting works. Yep. What have you done? How have you handled this time sitting back and watching your team and some of the moves that are being made and just generally overall the last week or so not being with the squad on the field?
Well, I just got the phone right now with Gary Pettis a couple minutes ago, and, I talked to Joe Daly, Espada. I give him the lineup. you know, the best that I think that's going to be at that day, and, you know, who we're facing and, you know, what we need offensively and defensively. You know, we ran into a couple of well-pitched games against us. The one game I couldn't watch because it was on Apple TV, and so I couldn't watch it, and, you know, I just got the updates on my phone. And but while I couldn't get the game, I did watch the life of Bob Marley on Showtime when I was looking for the game. And so, man, that was I thought I knew all about Bob Marley, but when I saw the life of Bob Marley on Showtime, I suggested everybody watch it if they get an opportunity. So, again, you know, I was making my time productive and also taking care of calls, taking care of some things that I was behind on, but just trying to get back to baseball soon because, you know, I never really leave it.
I understand.
But, yeah, you just try to, you know, be productive in your time and, you know, without overdoing it.
I want to give you some credit, Skip. I have interviewed probably 20 major league managers in my life. This is the first time in the history of me doing phone conversations with a manager that he said, I couldn't find my team's games, so I watched a Bob Marley documentary. That's one for the ages right there. I got to be honest with you. It feels like the last couple of days, and you were talking about it with the All-Star break, with all those games after, did the team just kind of run out of gas? And yesterday's day off, I'm assuming, did a world of wonders for a lot of your guys.
Well, hey, man, I mean, I think people forget that we had 18 games in 17 days, and that was at the end of that period of time where you really have to be careful of how much guys play because they're risking injury as you get fatigued. You know, you're mentally tired. You try not to look forward to that off day because you got to play up and through that off day. And so, you know, that's a long time. I mean, that off day yesterday was probably right on time for our, you know, for everybody. And then now I think we have like 13 or 14 in a row until our next off day. So now we're into our next push. And I'm just glad that we're starting at home. We do need to play better, you know, against the second division teams big time. And so this is a big series for us this week, you know, and then because, you know, Oakland's handled us well. Texas has played pretty well against us. So, you know, hopefully we'll have a very good week prior to going back on the road.
You know, it's interesting because everybody has trouble sometimes against second-tier opponents. That happens. Remember last year you guys lost that series to Baltimore three straight games. So that's just baseball to me. So the interesting thing
is baseball, but you don't like it. You don't accept it.
Right.
And, you know, and this team never accepted it, but, I mean, they took it from us. Sometimes they just take it from you. But, you know, hopefully this day off, you know, can help us big time. I remember when I was on the second division team, when I was with the Braves, and we'd play the Dodgers, like, tough. And, man, I would try to star every chance I got because I wanted to get to the Dodgers, which I ended up doing because that was kind of our highlight of the season to beat. You know, to beat the good teams, the Dodgers, the Reds, the Astros at that time. And then they turn right around and we play San Diego, who's not good at that time. And we play, throw the ball around, walk people, and then play sloppy. And I was like, well, man, we just played a great game, great series, you know, before this with the, you know, with the first division team. And here we are playing the second division team and we're not playing good. So, you know, when I figure that out, man, I'll bottle it and, you know, we'll all be happy.
Last question for you, Skip. And you've not had a lot of time with the guys since you've been kind of holed up in Cleveland. Your three new additions. Give me a real quick thumbnail sketch on what you've seen so far. Obviously, Trey enjoys hitting with the Astros uniform on. I know that your catcher has not played a lot, and Will Smith's had a couple of performances. So just kind of give us a thought or two about each one of those three guys since they've joined your clubhouse.
Well, I mean, you can only play one catcher at a time. And, you know, they're going to probably split the time 70-30, 60-40. Depends on day, night, whatever. You know, Trey had a couple of good games, especially that one good game. I'm trying to find out still. I'm beginning to find out, you know, try to match him up with people that are most conducive, you know, for his swing and his and where he likes the ball. And, you know, we haven't had a chance to play him in the outfield. left field yet because, you know, we've only been home a few days. And plus, I think he only played 15 games, I think, in left and right combined with Baltimore. And that's because they put him in right most of the time where it was a short porch where you don't have to cover as much, which is the same thing we do with Alvarez here. So just trying to figure out, you know, when to play him, where to play him, you know, the frequency, and trying to get Yuli going at the same time. He was going pretty good, and hopefully that day off helped him yesterday. And Will Smith, I mean, there's going to be plenty of opportunity for him being the only lefty. So, you know, he came in after going 2 days in a row, I think, in Cleveland. And he says, yeah, but the day that I got sick, he says, Skip, I'm ready to go. That had been his third day in a row, which I don't like, but I like the fact that, you know, I mean, this guy was a former closer, and he's gone, you know, 3 days in a row. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully things can just, you know, we can just keep getting good pitching, and our offense can, you know, can rebound from the last couple of days.
Well, I am definitely looking forward to seeing what Trey can do for you out in left field, whatever that may be, whether it's the next couple of days or handful of days, just to get a little sample size and maybe add a little diversity and give you a little depth in that outfield. Skip, you sound, like I said, you sound really good. We hope that you get back very quickly, and thanks for the visit as always.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, take care, Dusty. We appreciate it. Dusty Baker with us here on the Matt Thomas Show at 12:43. And again, he is back here in Houston, and looks like we're going to get a little diversity in that outfield and getting some guys days off. And as Dusty said, this couldn't have come at a terrible time because the fact that he had worked so many games before during the All-Star break where he didn't get an official break. So not necessarily you want to get a COVID break, but we kind of understand where he's coming from on that. 12:43, Sports Talk 790. If you want to comment on anything that Dusty had to say, come on in and join us at 713-212-5790. 713-212-5790. Want to tell you, the folks, if you're in the Richmond Lakes area, guess what? You're getting a Big City Wings at your new location that's open tomorrow. Any of the 10, now soon to be 11 locations, will offer you amazing food, great appetizers, wall-to-wall TVs, and are you ready for this? An opportunity on a Tuesday for a buy one, get one free wing. That's right, two for Tuesday wings at Big City Wings. Big on wings, big on big screen televisions, and big on specials every single day. And if you're really thirsty after a hot day outside, those ice cream smoothies are delectable. Do yourself a favor, get a buy one, get one free. And tomorrow, the brand new location, Richmond Lakes, opens up at Big City Wings. Find a location near you, you go to BigCityWings.com. That's BigCityWings.com.